AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. The Trump administration is officially restricting the number of refugees admitted annually into the U.S.
to 7,500 people, and they will mostly be white South Africans. That's a dramatic drop after the United States previously allowed 125,000 people fleeing war and persecution from around the world in a program that received bipartisan support on Capitol Hill. The notice, now published in the National Registry, says that the new cap of 7,500 for the 2026 fiscal year was justified by humanitarian concerns or is otherwise in the national interest. In February, Trump announced stepped-up efforts to allow in white South Africans, saying that they face discrimination and violence, something that the South African government denies. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A ban is in place, but President Trump is talking about resuming testing of nuclear weapons for the first time in three decades.
To do with others, they seem to all be nuclear testing.
Russia?
We have more nuclear weapons than anybody. We don't do testing. We've halted it many years ago.
The Kremlin pointed out a global ban on nuclear tests has remained in place, but warned if any country resumes nuclear testing, Russia will follow suit. There was no indication the U.S. would start detonating warheads. The president offered few details. Authorities have tightened the dragnet around the Louvre thieves. The Senate has passed a resolution that would undo many of President Trump's tariffs around the globe. The latest note of displeasure at his trade tactics in Washington that came just as the president celebrated his negotiations with China as a success. Authorities in Paris have tightened the dragnet around the thieves at the Louvre, arresting five more people in connection with the recent crown jewel heist. The Paris prosecutor said three of the four alleged members of the commando team are now in custody. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. A Sudanese paramilitary force is on the offensive.
Aid workers worried on Thursday that only a trickle of the people believed to have fled a paramilitary force that seized a city in Sudan's Darfur region have reached safety. People have been arriving at the neighbouring town of Tawila after they fled on foot during the attack on El Fasher by the rapid support forces. It's been reported that hundreds have been killed in the attack while making their escape. The RSF, as they're known, have been fighting troops allied to Sudan's military since 2023. Mother Aisha Ismail told the AP that shelling was happening all the time in El Fasher. She also said that they were being hit with rifle butts all day long unless they hid. When she finally managed to escape with her family, they were looted and she arrived barefoot after even her shoes were taken. The UN Migration Agency estimates that over 26,000 people managed to flee the city. I'm Karen Shemas.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MACK25.